This is the podcast from JNS Pediatrics. Hello and welcome. I'm Natalie Pinchem. I'll be reading synopses of some of the articles published by JNS Pediatrics on June 28th, 2013. The topics of the articles featured in this podcast are oncology and epilepsy. United Kingdom 30-day mortality rates after surgery for pediatric central nervous system tumours. A clinical article by Roddy Joseph O'Kane and colleagues. It is surprising how little comparative outcome data are available in the field of neurosurgery. The authors present the data on 30-day mortality rates for children after surgery for CNS tumours by tumour type. They also use a funnel plot to compare this endpoint between all units where such surgery is performed. Although the UK mortality rate seems higher than expected, particularly for some tumour types, there is nothing in the literature with which to truly compare the results. The authors have put their data out there to stimulate debate at home, with the hope that the international community will endorse this approach and publish their results. They also encourage the neurosurgical community and those who purchase their services to further fund or develop independent registries to record all outcomes, including adverse events, and to make such data collection mandatory. Staged bilateral-far-lateral approach for bilateral cervicomedullary junction neuroenteric cysts in a 10-year-old girl. A case report by Smriti Patel and James Liu. Neuroenteric cysts are rare developmental malformations that originate from ectopic tissue of the alimentary canal and are commonly located in the spine. Neuroenteric cysts in an intracranial location are exceptionally rare, particularly in the pediatric population. Due to the paucity of literature, the management of these lesions in pediatric patients is not very well understood. The authors of this report present an unusual case of a 10-year-old girl who was found to have bilateral intracranial neuroenteric cysts in both cerebellopontine angles. She was successfully treated with staged bilateral far lateral transcondylar resection. Given the location of the neuroenteric cyst and the operative complexity due to cystic adherence to critical neurovascular structures, this case demonstrates that a bilateral far lateral transcondylar approach is a safe and feasible approach to access lesions involving the lower brainstem in the pediatric patient. Cerebellar seizures, a report of two cases by Sarah Boop and co-workers. In this article, the authors report two cases of children with cerebellar structural lesions and epilepsy in whom invasive recordings documented the onset of their seizures from a cerebellar focus. One child had a pilocytic astrocytoma with what appeared, based on scalp recordings, to be generalized epilepsy. His seizures were controlled following resection of his tumor. The authors review the literature related to cerebellar seizures. In many instances, scalp recordings are of little benefit, and only invasive monitoring can clarify the ictal onset. In patients presenting with seizures and cerebellar structural lesions, there may be a causal relationship. If this relationship can be proven, it could explain why these seizures may be difficult to control until the structural abnormality is resected. Thank you for listening. JNSPG podcast content is now contained in the American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes for our podcasts and additional content, including video content and podcasts from the AANS, all updated continuously. To read all the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at www.thejns.org. You can also follow the JNS on Twitter, and please like us on Facebook at Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group.